God is calling you. The last call. As Prophet Noah warned people in his time of the forthcoming flood, and Prophet Jonah warned the people of Nineveh of the coming disaster to their city, this is a warning from the Prophet of God, Maitreya, to humanity of the imminent disasters predicted to come at the end time. At the time of Noah, people did not listen to the warning of the Prophet, and they bear the consequence of their decision. At the time of Jonah, people listened to the warning, and the disaster which was predicted to come to them was stopped. This is the way of God. He surely gives humanity plenty of warning and opportunity to avert the disasters coming to them, which is the result of their own doing, going against the laws of the universe. God again is sending this letter to you, humanity, as the warning for our time. It is written to the leaders, those who can make a difference, or anyone who is interested to heed and help to divert the events predicted to come. We hope, as the people at the time of Jonah listened to the prophet, this time humanity will also heed this call, and so we will avert the prophesied disasters at this end time. The choice is yours. These periods of disasters are to purify humanity and guide them to the path of God. These periods of purifications are even more intense at the time of the manifestation of the major prophets. These major prophets are prophesied to come, and they come with clear signs as the chosen prophet. They are the founders of the major religions on earth. In the past, these prophets have sent warnings to humanity and invited them to return to God. Prophet Muhammad and Baha'u'llah sent letters to leaders of the world to make them aware of a new prophet from God on earth. This letter is also to inform you that God has sent a new prophet and revelation to man, a revelation that he has promised, prophesied, would come at the end time. For the last 12,000 years, God has been sending the prophets and major manifestations to humanity with a definite plan, a plan that has been hidden from everyone, even from the great prophets like Prophet Daniel, Daniel chapter 12, verse 9. What will happen in the final days has been predicted to be terrible and dreadful. This letter is to inform you that we are in the final stage, end time. There is a definite logic behind human history. Indeed, history, his story, has been guided to this point, and now is the time for humanity to know what it is. The mystery has now been revealed. The very base of this final revelation reveals that each major religion on earth has a specific message. Only when these separated messages are realized and put together will the path to God and the kingdom on earth be revealed. This path is called the eternal divine path. So, not only are the major religions on earth not contradictory, but in fact, they are complementary. The miracle of this revelation is this amazing message of unification of God's revelations. This is the last revelation to man, so this call is the last call of God to humanity. This last call is for all to come together and be unified under His banner of truth and unity. That, indeed, there is only one God, and all religions have come from Him. There is no separation between religions, and there is only one God for the whole of humanity. Understanding how each of the world's religions have come in perfect order and how each have an important part, message, for mankind, is now revealed to man. All these are done so man knows that there is a purpose for this creation, and the way to fulfill this purpose is the eternal divine path. By following the eternal divine path, the communities of light can be created, and the communities of light are the base for the kingdom of heaven on earth. This is a call to you to come and join me, Maitreya, as the messenger of God with a new understanding of God's work. God has prophesied and promised many things all through history, and He has fulfilled them, as explained in this revelation. He also prophesied the coming of this revelation at the end time, which will clear all confusion and reveals the mystery of God as His last revelation. Revelation chapter 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. King James Version. Indeed, this is the seventh angel calling you. Recognize this and join me, or resist it, and the consequence of the resistance will be what God predicted to come at the end time. If man will not answer this call, as they did not listen to Noah, there is no escape, and the destiny of man has already been set. God also has revealed. Revelation chapter 5, verse 5. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. King James Version. Indeed, this is the revealer of the seven seals who is calling you, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, Maitreya, who is also a Sayyid from the lineage of Prophet Muhammad. You might not believe these claims at this time, but read the revelation and the credentials God has provided, and you shall believe. It has been predicted that after the opening of the seven seals, which is this revelation, there will be a period of silence or pause, a chance for humanity to respond to this call. And then comes the day that Babylon the Great, egotistical ways, will fall. The groundwork for this to happen is set, and we are going toward that day fast. It is after this great fall that the coming of the kingdom is predicted and will be accelerated. So we are in between the time that this revelation was foretold to come and the fall of Babylon the Great. As the people of Nineveh averted the disasters from happening to them, we also can stop this prediction if we see these truths and come together. Those who will not heed this call have no right to blame God for what is coming to them, as predicted in the scriptures. He indeed has sent a prophet with clear signs and revelation, a book full of truth and guidance, the light that will bring peace on earth. With this letter, the final call to all the influential people and all humanity is given, and they are asked to turn around and face God, be baptized. The call to all leaders. It is the duty and responsibility of all leaders on earth that they take advantage of this last chance to respond to this call and guide their own people as God wanted them to. They must act now and help create communities of light across their nation and create a proper environment for all, so they, people, can, in turn, answer this last call from God. As a leader, it is the responsibility God is asking from you to create the kingdom of God on earth. Our work is not to bring war and destruction, but peace. It is man who will bring these destructions upon themselves. This warning is not a threat from us. If you believe in God, He has already prophesied in all major religions that these events will happen. If you read our teachings, you will see that God has promised many things in the past, and He has fulfilled them. He also promised, "This shall come true," and so it shall. It is humanity who will bring these destructions to themselves. We are here to educate, guide, and warn. So do not be afraid of this letter as a threat to anyone, but as a warning of the events that will shake humanity to their core and make them realize that God has prophesied these things will come true, and what we have revealed is the truth. Then man might, eventually, know that there is a God, and He is indeed in charge and is guiding the universe toward its goal. This universe was created for a definite purpose, and God will guide it to its final destiny. He is the one who will bring this awareness to man. If this call is not answered, we will wait patiently until humanity sees these truths. Then all who will remain will come together, and God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God is the King, the Guiding Light. M.
Salome. The mission of Maitreya pays its salutations to the divinity within you. In cultures all over the world, there is a legend or expectation of a teaching or teacher who will come in the time of tribulation and great strife on earth to unify humanity and bring peace, tranquility, and salvation. The great religions of the world also have prophesied such a revelation and revealer will come and explain the mystery of the universe, God. Unify all the religions of the world, present a godly system to bring the base of God's kingdom on earth, and end the old era so the new order of the ages, the golden age, can be realized and implemented. This expectation is now fulfilled. The mission of Maitreya represents this true prophet who is called Maitreya. He has revealed a unique message sent through him by God. All through history, many have claimed that all religions and spiritual understandings come from the same source, one God. But there has never been a strong proof of this for the majority. Maitreya and his teaching of the seven seals, however, are different in unifying all religions. He does not teach that all religions are the same and are conveying the same message. Maitreya teaches that each major religion of the world has a specific and unique message. All of these messages have come from one God. When these messages are understood and are combined, it is then that a greater truth can be realized and the plan of God for humanity is revealed. This greater truth is called the Eternal Divine Path. The Eternal Divine Path is the message and the miracle of the mission of Maitreya and Maitreya. These teachings are presented in a sign, yantra or mandala, called the Greatest Sign. We hope you will visit our website to see the Greatest Sign and read his message in depth. His message is revealed in a new scripture, the new holy book called The Holiest of the Holies, THOTH, The Last Testament, which is also available free in our website at www.maitreya.org. Click on the Literature tab menu in the English website. Now you will hear the evidence to back up these claims, and you will also hear an explanation given by Maitreya himself on the message of the seven seals, the greatest sign, and the eternal divine path. In explaining the seven truths that are revealed in the greatest sign, the book Revelation of the Revelation in Thoth is most helpful. This book unseals the meaning of the last book of the Bible, the Revelation. In the Revelation, the seven churches, seven seals, seven angels, etc., are revealed symbolically, and they will stay a mystery until now. In addition to other meanings, these are shown to symbolize the seven major religions of the world and cover all the truths needed to reach the highest spiritual progress. They are the seven steps in the eternal divine path and the greatest sign. These mysteries, which are revealed by Maitreya, however, would be sealed and not revealed until the time of the seventh angel. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, the mystery of God should be finished. Revelation 10, verse 7. We are also forewarned that only the Lion of the tribe of Judah can open the book sealed with the seven seals. And one of the elders saith unto me, Weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Revelation 5, verse 5. Only the seventh angel can open the seven seals and reveal the book sealed with the seven seals. Maitreya's genealogy connects him to both King David and Prophet Muhammad. This fulfills both the expectations of those who follow the Bible and those who follow the Quran. Furthermore, Maitreya has fulfilled all the prophecies of his coming. You can read the explanation of how he has fulfilled all these prophecies in our website in the prophecy section. His genetic testing also connects him to many races and nations, including the Hebrew race. With all this evidence and many others all through the teaching, no doubt is left that this claim is backed by God and the words of God. He promised the coming of this revelation and truth at the end time, and it is here. Therefore, the mission of Maitreya represents Maitreya as the seventh angel, and his teaching as God's last revelation, the seven seals. We believe the elects, which should be around 144,000, have been chosen and are prepared for God's work. This is the call to the elects. God has given a way to know the Messiah. He fulfills the prophecies and the words of God. All prophecies indeed are fulfilled. God has also given the way to know the elects. Ye shall know them by their fruit or actions, from Matthew 7, verse 16. Maitreya was prophesied to come, which raises the question, are you an elect? Test the spirit of these revelations in truth, and if you found our claim to be correct, then answer this question as honestly as you can. Are you one of the elects? If you are, you surely will join us 100%. Let us now listen to a discourse given by the Maitreya himself, in which he gives a brief explanation of the last part of God's plan for all of humanity, the seven seals.
Welcome to the mission. This is Maitreya giving this introductory lecture. Also, we encourage you to further study. Go to our website and search to see is it really from God or not. If it is from God, then it is a call to you to turn around and accept it as a revelation from God. This universe has been created for a purpose, for a reason. And the reason for this creation is to bring the darkness that has been created in the very beginning to turn and go back to light and oneness with God. 12,000 years ago, he decided to create man the way it is now and create the history. So when we reach to this point, many of those who have been meditating and incarnated for many lifetimes and have progressed to see this goal of the life, which is to become divine and turn around and go to God. Of course, before the history and 12,000 years ago, a path has been found by the Spirit of God, which went through that darkness and went through that path and eventually reached the light, and that path became the essence of progress for the darkness to turn around and go back to the light. That path called eternal divine path. This path has 5 steps and 2 results. God has been sending the revelation to humanity for last 12,000 years and revealing a part of this path in major religions on earth. The first step in this path is mystical path, or the awakening of the spiritual forces in man, which is latent in base of their spine. Many techniques has been given throughout history to accomplish this. This path was revealed after the flood of Noah by Noah to his children and spread all over the earth, and eventually became the spirit behind all religions. And the religions that mostly follow this path are Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, Christian saints, Sufis, and many other cultures that follow the saying, know thyself to know God, or be still and know that I am, or my essence is God. Many of these religions or mystical people, they believe that is the only way to go to God, and they believe God is not an explanation, but it is an experience. Therefore, they give you the tools to experience that mystical state of unification or unity with God. However, that is not the end of the spiritual path. The second step is the creation of the communities of light. That part of plan of God was revealed in the Old Testament, where God is trying to find a people, the 12 tribes of Israel, to become his people, accept him as their king, and follow his laws so they can create a community based on the Spirit of God. At the same time, God promised Abraham that his children, the child of Abram was Ishmael, and the child of Abraham was Isaac, that they also will bring a revelation to humanity. And the next step in creation of the community of light is to sacrifice. In order to create a community which is based on God and people can live in it in peace and unity without fear and insecurity and violence, the people, they will know each other and they come to understand one another and become familiar with each other. You have to give up yourself in this community and become involved in it so you can know each other and eventually become one. This part of the eternal divine path is the New Testament. Christ brought it to humanity by sacrificing himself and showing love your neighbor as you love yourself. A community which is based on selfishness and self-centeredness and disunity and not sharing will not bring peace and unity and security to such a community. As we sacrifice and we try to establish the communities of light, we might not succeed and therefore we become discouraged. We might fall off from the path. Or we might succeed and we become elated and take the credit and ego comes in, again we will fall. Therefore, the next step is surrendering submission to the will of God. Surrendering means we do our best to create the communities of light. We do our best to sacrifice in the communities of light. We meditate, awaken our spiritual forces, but we surrender the result to God. We say, okay, I did my best that I can do or I know how to, but I surrender the result to God. Therefore, I'm not attached to the result. Whatever the result is, I look at it, I improve on what I do, I will try to do better or improve whatever is not correct and holy and surrender the result to you. And eventually, I find the best way to bring the kingdom of God on earth. Even greater than surrendering is submission, is to realize that God is the doer, and you are just a channel for his doing. And because God is perfect, you will do the perfect job. Of course, this also Christ taught, that do your best and glorify God. And Prophet Muhammad said, you did not throw the gabble or spear, but God did. So that means when God comes through, that is perfection. If we truly let him come through, we do perfect. This revelation of surrendering and submission came through Prophet Muhammad to humanity, and Islam is the fourth seal in the eternal divine path. However, still, in that state, we might become interested only in our own community, in our own nation, religion, and narrowness of the mind might still creep in and not let us see God in its whole glory. Next step is to shatter all narrowness of the mind and recognize that God is indeed everything. When he saw the darkness, he has to create this universe with his own body and the darkness so he can help them to turn around and go back to the essence. This creation has been created by the body of God. Therefore, God indeed is everything. If he is everything, then our home is the universe and our parents are God in two states of male and female, father and mother, and we do not belong to any specific area in the world, or religion, or gender, but the essence of every man and woman and child is God, and everything else also belongs to God and is God. Therefore, we become mere universalists. We shatter all the narrowness of the mind. We free ourselves of all the bondages that this external world can put on us, and we become free of those narrowing ideas that man is so attached to. This revelation have come through Bab and Baha'u'llah, who brought the Baha'i religion to humanity, and they are the fifth seal in the eternal divine path. Anybody who tries to awaken the spiritual forces, meditate, contemplate, concentrate, and follow all the rituals and techniques is being given to them to awaken the spirit within and eventually experience God, or even before experiencing God completely, join a community of light, or at least tries to create one, and realize that in order to create the community of light, they have to sacrifice in the community of light for the community of light, then surrender and submit the result of their actions to God and become universalist. This five-step make them to become the elect. Elects are those that follow eternal divine path and shatter all narrowness of the mind, and also create other qualities that is explained in our teachings. And the elects are the sixth seal in the eternal divine path. They are the one that God has revealed to humanity through all His scriptures. My elect, the salt of the world, those who listen to God and His prophets and follow the revelations of God. It is these elects that are called by God at this time to create the initial facilitating body for creation of the kingdom of heaven on earth. This revelation or explanation of who is an elect has been given by a gentleman by the name of P.R. Sarkar in India, my guru when I start my journey, and he is the first person to explain who is an elect. And of course, with our teachings and further explanation, who they are clearly shows who can call himself an elect. It's not he who follows a specific religion. It is a quality. It is a manifestation through a person that makes them an elect. So it is these elects that will create the base of the coming of the kingdom of heaven on earth, and the whole body will be emerging from the communities of light based on the eternal divine path. Not every community is the community of light. If they are not based on the eternal divine path, they are just another community. We can see with this teaching, not only a path has been given which leads to creation of the elects, but also it shows that all religions of the world have a part of a greater truth. And when we put all of them together, we can see the whole picture, the whole truth that God has been trying to reveal for the last 12,000 years. And He clearly said to many of His prophets that He is not revealing everything to them, or told them to hide and not reveal it to everyone. He said that to Daniel, not to reveal his vision of the end time to anyone. He says to Prophet Muhammad that I did not reveal everything to you. And all other prophets also probably felt that did not reveal everything. There is much more that they could have revealed or they didn't know about them. And also this is confirmed, chapter 10, verse 7 in the Revelation, that God is a mystery until the seventh revelation or angel come and open the seventh seal. The only person can open that seventh seal is the lion of the tribe of Judah, he who has connection to the King David and Abraham. And many other evidences that is been given to you for you to go and prove this to yourself. With this explanation and other evidence, we have given you the message and we are done, because the duty of the messenger is to give the message. Of course, the message is for you to see the truth that God has been revealing to humanity to this point, and it is a call for you to come, join, create the communities of light, and eventually spread this word and revelation to every corner on earth, and gather the elect together so we can bring the kingdom of God on earth. This will happen with us or without us, but blessed is he who will be a part of this amazing endeavor.